Now, visitors to the Czech Republic's numerous chateaux and castles this summer may be in for a big surprise. They may not have a tour guide at all, or one who has just learned about the historical site himself. The reason for this is that the new Labour Code, which came into effect this year, slashes in half the number of hours in a week that part-timers are allowed to work, from 40 hours to just 20. The National Heritage Institute, which manages dozens of tourist sites around the country, is now trying to find a way to amend the law. Dita Asiedo reports.
Welcome to the sepulchre building of the family Schwarzenberg in Třeboň. This building was...
Pavel Stašek has been giving visitors a memorable tour around the Schwarzenberg crypt in Třeboň for many years. But experienced guides like him may soon be hard to find. The problem is that guides are part-time workers who provide their services seasonally. The old labour code made an exception for such workers, allowing them to work for 40 hours a week without a full-time contract. But in the new law, there's no mention of such an exception. This leaves employees with only two choices: to offer seasonal workers full-time contracts for a fixed term, or limit their working hours to a maximum of 20 hours a week as permitted in the labour code. But for the country's state-owned castles and chateaus, which have limited finances and a quota on the number of employees that can be under contract, only the latter choice is possible. Petr Fedor is a member of the Castle Wardens Association and also oversees the administration at Veveří Castle in Moravia.
When we put someone under contract, we aren't only obliged to pay him a salary, but also to cover his days off, subsidize lunch, and pay for other things that we wouldn't have to pay for if he were a part-time worker. So that's why we simply can't afford it. We're very eager to keep those guides who come back every year, who we've trained, and who are able to give tours in one or two foreign languages. But since we can only offer them 20 hours a week, we fear they'll go someplace else.
But even if tourist site administrations were to double the number of guides, they'd have to solve another problem: space. Last year, Karlstein Castle had 60 guides working 40 hours a week. If they had to employ 120 guides, they'd have to find a way to cater for them. Petr Fedor says the culture ministry will have to convince the government to amend the current law.
We looked at the problem from all angles and found the easiest solution is to ask, which we already have done, the culture minister to intervene and discuss the matter with the labour and social affairs minister during cabinet sessions. We know why the article with the exception was left out. It's because of the pressure exerted by trade union organisations. Their cause was to make it more difficult for employers to give their staff part-time conditions, which don't include the special benefits they would have to provide under proper working contracts.
Petr Fedor, the warden of Veveří Castle in Moravia, ending that report by Dita Asiedu.